Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
There he is, Joe Patrick. It's been a while, brother.
The AMA with Rob Tribble's got to be like, you know, must-see content here. I mean, I cannot wait to listen.
I can
only imagine.
Hey, JP, were they trying to come? They were trying to get you again, JP?
Yeah. They're coming for me again, Randy.
The Russians, man. They're coming again.
Are you being all hot-takey like Cam Newton? What'd you say?
They're coming to get him.
I don't know what prompted it, but the backstory here is in October of 2022, my Twitter account was hacked, apparently by someone in Russia. this one's coming, or I say person, it could be any sort of entity. It's probably some sort of AI bot that's doing it, but this one apparently is coming from like Cambria, Italy, which is beautiful this time of year, I hear. Probably better things to do than
hack people. I got a question for you, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is going on with you, man?
Who are
you involved with, dog?
Are you like Illuminati, World Economic Forum? What?
Like, what the hell is going on, man?
Hey, I've got the same question. I want to know the same thing. I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I know somebody or somebody knows me who is not important, but is very powerful in the world somehow. But I don't know. It's bizarre. But so, if my Twitter account all of a sudden starts spitting out crypto tips and, you know, stock tips, then just call the police and know that it's not me.
So basically this entire interview is going to be Russian disinformation.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, Joe.
Now it's Italian. Yeah.
Italian disinformation.
The Italian job.
All right, lie to us and tell us what in the world's going to happen at number 8 for our beloved Atlanta Falcons.
Maybe J.J. McCarthy gets drafted by the Vikings at number 8. I don't know. I mean, I think that the Falcons are going to want to trade out of this pick just because there's value, and all these top players are offensive players who don't really seem like needs for the Falcons. But, you know, it's an interesting kind of thing to think about, because I was talking to Randy and Andy about it, I think a week ago or two, where this isn't really a speculation. There is a certainty that when the 8th pick comes up, when the Falcons are on the clock, either Joe Alt is going to be there, one of these top three receivers is going to be there, or J.J. McCarthy is going to be there. And to me, those are all players that a lot of other teams around the NFL would love to trade up and draft. If it's one of the receivers, you might think, I think it's still on the table potentially that the Falcons could be the one who just take the best player available, like Terry Fontenot has said in the past. And select that player. Now, I do think there are differences this year with the Falcons and how they go about their draft strategy versus past years, which is they're now paying a lot of money to the quarterback, which they have not been doing the last few years. So they kind of had the luxury of just going after kind of whoever they wanted and building, just stockpiling talent. I do think that now this team needs to be more targeted in the positions that it acquires and be a little bit more needs-based, especially because, the two biggest needs, I think, for this team right now are at edge and cornerback, and they're pretty massive holes at this point. I know that the team has just signed some veteran players at these positions, but those are really not players that you would expect to make a big impact, and you would think that the team would want to really shore up those positions by drafting top-quality talent, and by all accounts, they're going to have basically their pick of the litter. So if they do end up sticking at 8, not trading down and drafting an edge or corner, you would have to think that that means that they are like really in love with that player and that they did not even want to risk moving down. And so I think they will tell us a lot based upon what they end up doing.
Hey, JP, I know they made a couple additions this week. Of those guys between the corner king and other guys, who do you think probably has the best chance to contribute to the team?
You know, I would probably say Antonio Hamilton, the corner who came in from Arizona, just because he's got a lot, the most experience. I think that you're going to be able to use him in different ways, whether that's, you know, as this kind of nickelback, a special teams player. That's really what I think a lot of these signings are. It's kind of they're kind of CYA signings as of right now, to kind of like get yourself sorted out so that, you know, like Terry Fontenot always likes to say about the draft, it's like grocery shopping and you don't want to go to the grocery store hungry. And so, you know, they're just kind of covering their bases right now by filling in some of these gaps with some of these players. But I do think that he probably offers the most versatility of any of these guys, and just that it's that veteran experience that I think especially the secondary could use, especially with just a lot of young corners on this team. And so I think that he's probably the one that has the biggest chance of making an impact. But honestly, you know, I've heard a lot of talk about these players since they've been signed, and I get it. It's kind of a slow period for the Falcons. You want to see these news items, and we have to talk about them here on the station. But ultimately, I think that all these guys are probably, you know, guys who are going to be fighting for jobs in camps. Like, I'm not even certain that all of them are going to end up being on the team or even on the practice squad once camp breaks by the time the regular season starts. And so I think that these are just kind of, let's get our bases covered here. Let's make sure we're not totally exposed at any, you know, one position before we make our final free agent signings after the draft. And that way we can just go into the draft with more of a, you know, a clear mind and, you know, an open mind as to what players we ultimately take based on who's available.
He's Smoking Joe Patrick, our 92.9 The Game Atlanta Falcons reporter, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, most pressing needs for the Falcons, from most pressing to maybe a little lesser pressing, and how do you feel about the depth of an offensive line that's actually been pretty good?
Yeah, I think that the most pressing need is edge, just because I think that's where the biggest kind of gap is in terms of players that you want. And also, you know, with the scheme change, it's a different kind of edge I think that this team is looking for and needs to acquire. I think they need some more athleticism on that edge in a 3-4 system based off versus the kind of I guess they were like kind of running a 4-3 last year. It was really hybrid, but really they were looking at like those 4-3 kind of edges, like Calais Campbell, those kind of heavy-handed guys who are, you know, better against the run. And I think that this team in particular will be looking more for athletes. Maybe D'Angelo Malone, a guy who's on the roster, can potentially kind of, you know, revitalize his career, because he only, I think, played like 3 defensive snaps all of last season after being a third-round pick in 2022. But I think edge is the biggest need. I'd probably say, you know, corner, just because that's kind of a starting position, the cornerback too, on the other side. Yeah, I would say that that's the second biggest need. But I think one of the bigger ones is that we're not really talking about so much is the interior defensive line, where you've got a couple of older players, and Grady Jarrett is one of them, and he's coming off, obviously, a torn ACL. So I think you've got to kind of have your succession plan for him in place. But, you know, David Onyemata isn't necessarily a spring chicken either. He's a really solid player, one of the better interior defensive linemen last year in the NFL, and I think he will probably continue to be that this year. But he did miss some time with injury last year. I think you just got to kind of restack that position. Again, and going back to the scheme change, you're going to need different types of players, I think, that they're going to be looking for. And so I think that those are the biggest needs on the offensive side of the ball. I like the offensive line depth. I think they've done a good job kind of cultivating some of the depth there. When you talk about guys like Ryan Neuzel, who have been able to come in and give them some pretty good, you know, reps when starters have gone out. Like, there was a game last year where you had only one starter on the offensive line in the game at the time. And it was Matthew Bergeron, the rookie, and you had guys like Tyler Vrabel and Storm Norton out there, but they did a job and they were able to, you know, they were able to make it through that. And, you know, what Arthur Smith always called it was a program that they had. And, you know, the offensive line development has just been a real key point for this front office. And I think that they're pretty good there, but I wouldn't be surprised for them to continue to go and reinvest and go back to that well with guys later in the draft who they can hopefully develop over the course of 2 or 3 years. And maybe then they challenge for starting spots when maybe some of these current guys are kind of running their course of time with the Falcons.
Yo, the Masters is on today. I saw you tweeting about it. I know you got a little emotional about Jack and his bit, the way he let it off and everything like that. Who you got?
I love it.
Who you got this weekend, Joe?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I love the Masters. It's my favorite golf tournament, and golf is one of my favorite sports. And who I have this year is Scottie Scheffler, who's the betting favorite. But I want to talk about why, because the guy is unbelievable. Here's a couple of stats for you. One, his highest scoring round so far in 2024 is a 71. And so I believe that may be like one round over par, but that is incredible. That's worst consistent round. Yeah, that's pretty consistent. And his most common score over his rounds in 2024 is a 66. I mean, what he's doing, honestly, it's kind of being like, I don't know, there's just kind of not really a spotlight on golf until you really hit the majors. But what he's been doing so far in 2024 does rival some of Tiger's kind of best moments when he's in the peak season, peak form of his career. Now, Tiger let his peak form run a long time. Like, right. I mean, he was kind of at the top for a while. But what Scottie Scheffler is doing right now is really unparalleled with what anyone else in the field currently has put together in their careers.
Well, he's not playing courses. He's assaulting them and abusing them. That's what he's basically doing. It's almost unlawful vulgar what he's doing to courses. Hey, man, we appreciate your time,
JB.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.